COVID-19 has altered many traditions, and town meeting is no different. Bake sales, community potlucks, and in-person floor votes are not safe. So towns and their residents have had to adapt, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Some towns have postponed their town meetings altogether till they can safely meet in person. Many others are holding their informational meetings virtually and voting later, entirely by Australian ballot. This is a big change for towns used to gathering in their school, gymnasium, or meeting hall to vote on things like highway spending and town budgets together. Karen Horn, Director of Public Policy at the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, a nonprofit that assists municipalities, says they've been inundated with questions.
Nonstop, really since November, I would say. As soon as the general election was over, towns started moving ahead with what's town meeting going to look like and how do we make this work.
The league created a remote public meeting toolkit with model scripts for remote meetings, detailed checklists for town officials, and recommended software. They also held a town meeting webinar. One of the recommendations they gave was for towns to provide Zoom tutorials. Moncton offered one last weekend.
You guys were doing.
And just quickly for the meeting, do you know how to raise your hand?
Yes.
That's not raising your hand, Bill. That's
oh, here we go. Yeah. I got it. Participants. Yeah, because I don't have that on my tab.
Often, the people most likely to attend town meetings are older, and they may not have high-speed internet or a computer. According to the Vermont Department of Public Service, up to 47,000 locations in the state lack access to basic broadband. Stephen Pilcher is Moncton's Select Board Chair.
A lot of people don't have a computer with a webcam. People, have cell phones, and the cell phone is okay, but it's not as good. And then it's really, we're very worried about connectivity.
While Zoom training won't solve connection issues, Pilcher and other town officials believed it would help demystify some of what would happen at this year's virtual meeting.
I got to tell you, being perfectly frank, yeah. I am a bit of a Luddite, a technophobe.
Jerry Schwartz will be acting as moderator for the town, and he had lots of questions.
Yeah, let's assume that at the actual meeting we have dozens of hands raised. Who's going to control the order?
Well, they come in the order that they've raised the hands.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, okay.
They go over a number of scenarios, but Schwartz is clear about his job. And that won't change this year.
And if we're not on the budget article, I'll shut them down and tell them to wait for that article.
Sure, but
that's how we're running town meeting.
Yes.
Article by article. Stick
article
to the
by
script.
Article. And then
otherwise it'll be pure chaos.
In Middlebury, Brian Carpenter, the town select board chair, is less worried about potential technical glitches and more concerned with the implications of using Australian ballot. Residents usually vote on the town budget from the floor, so it'll be a big change and hard to know what kind of voter turnout to expect. Because of that, he says town officials decided to play it safe and level fund Middlebury's municipal budget. Carpenter says this year he'll miss seeing his neighbors and having the opportunity to talk over the budget face to face. But he says the job of town officials hasn't changed.
The obligation is to make sure that we cover it adequately so that at least people understand the issue and have a significant portion of the community telling us if we're heading the right direction or not.
Karen Horn of the Vermont League of Cities and Towns says after the pandemic, she hopes towns that went entirely to Australian ballot will go back to floor votes, at least in part, because of the civic engagement it fosters. At the same time, she admits the pandemic has demonstrated that allowing residents to meet remotely has enabled more people to take part in municipal governance. Also a good thing. Going forward, she says, Vermont may see a kind of hybrid evolve with elements of both. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.